This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
It's a very special day today. It's World Animal Day. But it's especially important for the RSPCA.
No.
Oh, okay, sorry.
It's especially important for the RSPCA as well as tens of thousands of animals. And we're lucky to have in the Joy studio the head of development for the RSPCA, Mr. John Boyle. Good morning, John.
Good morning, fellas. How are you going?
But I just want to stop here and clarify. Head of development for the RSPCA. What are you making, robo-dogs? I mean, what are you developing in the RSPCA?
Yeah, we have mad laboratories back there. No, I actually look after the fundraising for RSPCA. So a lot of people think we get a lot of money from the government. Not true. We receive less than 5% from the government to do our work. So fortunately, we're lucky to have the generous support of our community to help all the animals that we need to help.
So what's World Animal Day all about?
Well, it's actually something a bit new for us. Today and today only, we're going to try and raise $500,000 on a campaign we're calling Give to Get Them Home. It's all about our adoption program, which we adopt thousands and thousands of animals every year, and that obviously has some cost to it. And so today, this goal of raising $500,000 is pretty ambitious, but we're pretty excited. Yeah, one day, yeah.
So you're planning to raise $500,000. Where does the money go, or how much of what you raise is actually going to go back into the RSPCA?
All of it.
All of it. Okay, well, that's great. And that's what we want to hear, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. No, it does cost a lot of money to do what we do. And we have, over 20,000 animals a year come to us that we need to look after. And
that's just Victoria, isn't it? That's just Victoria.
Wow. Yeah, indeed. So we do need to raise lots and lots of dollars so that the animals can be cared for and looked after and hopefully eventually find their home, forever home.
Are people de-sexing their animals more now? Is that... rates gone up now that
it has improved, yeah, absolutely. And it's an education process that will continue always. Not everyone will do them. Dogs particularly are very well looked after in that regard, but cats is probably the area that we could do better with, because we're coming into what's called kitten season. The warmer months, starting pretty much from here, we will get inundated with kittens for the next 6, 7, 8, 10 months. Mm. And that's what we need to do to find new homes for them, and that's where we need the money for what we're doing today.
So are these mainly kittens from people who've got cats that aren't de-sexed and then they breed, or are they from sort of stray cats in the street?
Yeah, there's a lot of community cats. I don't know if you're sort of familiar with the community cats. Yeah, they tend to sort of wander a bit, and they can breed really, really fast. And so they're the sort of cats that will be brought to us as strays, and we're responsible for them after that to find their homes.
Why are people so reluctant to, you know, get cats de-sexed? What's the major concern, do you think?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think, as ownership of cats, who owns this cat might come into play a bit. The fact that, you know, they do wander, cats do get around, and, you know, microchipping of cats is really important so that we can find them home. But, it's the area that we've certainly got some work to do still as a community.
I mean, we know as pet owners how expensive it can be to own a pet.
But well worth it.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, no, it's I tell my dogs every day, you're the reason why I can't have pretty things, as they're jumping all over my lounge and ribbing the house. Okay, you are why I don't have pretty things. But you told us before that you do very small percentage of money from the government.
Yeah.
But aren't you the guys that are out there that are inspecting, you know, farms and puppy breeders, and we've all driven down the highway and seen poor horses sitting in on dirt, so skinny. So that's your job, guys. Yeah,
and it's one of those funny ones. We are charged by the government to do that work, to our inspectorate. We have 24 inspectors across the state inspecting, looking after animals, and in finding. Going to reports of cruelty, do a lot of education in that space, but that is actually funded by the community, in fact. The government does fund some portion of it, but not all of it.
Because we just had a story before you came in about people arguing, over.
Oh, that's right. The dog that she had, she was looking after for 6.5 years, and the alleged owner, has come back and is trying to get the dog back. I mean, what about the poor dog?
Yeah, no, it's really interesting. Animals are so important to people, and the emotions run high. And it does in our space. We're lucky. We have like great passionate people who care about animals and want to do the right thing by them. And then I guess you get cases like that as well.
So how are we raising money today? What's the best way to do it?
What's special about this campaign, the Give to Get Them Home Day, is that for every dollar that is donated today, we've found some very generous donors to match that with an additional $3. So every dollar will be quadrupled. If you donate $50 today, it'll be $200. The impact will be $200. If you donate $1,000, that impact will actually be $4,000 from these matching donors who have come along and supporting us just for today only.
So today is the day that everybody, if you're going to give, get out there and give, because that's a big difference, isn't it?
It is ambitious, but I think, you know, we're pretty excited because we've been able to find these generous supporters, and they're private individuals, but also some corporates have come on board, Suzanne and Catmate, who are great sponsors of ours as well. Collectively, we're going to try and raise this massive target of $500,000 by the end of the day.
So where do we go if we want to donate?
There's a special website that we've set up. It's called it's charity. That's charity with a D, charidy.com/RSPCA Vic.
And if you're lazy like me, because I follow you guys on Facebook, there's also a donate button on your Facebook page.
Indeed, straight through to the donate button.
So
get
it
that
is
through.
Easy, even deals like me can do it. If you go to RSPCA Vic, their Facebook page, there's a donate button. And you can also ring, was it 9224-2538?
That's it.
Now, Creepy Andy here goes and puts all that on our social media, so he'll have all the following links. Now, we've just talked, Warren and I got very involved, I did anyway, with Oscar's Law, through with Deb. Yeah, now we've got Oscar's Law in Victoria. Is that thing going to have an impact on the amount of abandoned animals? We're not selling pet shops. It's going to limit the amount of breeding. Do you think it's going to have an effect?
Most definitely. And it's that changing attitude that we're really excited about, that people will start to understand that, rescue dogs and rescue animals are a really important way to actually find an animal for a pet.
Yep.
And that's by not having the pet shops involved and things like that through professional breeders, we think is really important. So, yeah, we hope that that makes a big difference.
Is that certain, though? Because, I mean, I remember reading something that one political party was going to actually turn that around if they got into
power. Well, we can't talk about that today. It's law.
Okay.
That's all we talk about today. You are correct. There are a certain political party
that
might...
But today you can't.
But today a pet shop can't sell puppies unless they've got to be from a rescue centre. Breeders can only have up to 10 dogs. I won't go the law, but I do remember somewhere along the line there. But look, I'm pretty excited. But let's just say, you know, it's expensive to have pets. We know how expensive. What do you think of... I mean, you guys are like your RSPCA pet insurance.
Yep.
Because it's something, as a pet owner, I get to make sure that I know my dogs are always going to be medically taken care of, because there are times in our life where I don't have $3,000 to pull out of my pocket, you know. So, and a percentage of that money goes to you guys.
Indeed, yeah. So that's a great opportunity to look after your animal and prepare for things, but also at the same time support our cause, which we do need as much as we can to do as much as we can with the animals.
Definitely. I love pet insurance.
So if you didn't get that link before, it's charity with a D.com/RSPCA Vic. Or you can head to Tom and Warren, our Facebook page. Andy's going to put up all the links. John Boyle from RSPCA, Head of Development, thanks for coming in, and good luck with raising 500 grand today.
Everybody, don't have three coffees today. Put $5 in, send it off to these buggers, and they're going to get some money.
That'll be $20.
Yeah, $20.
Yeah. So it's on Facebook. Boom, boom. Press the button.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes, or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.